Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. We'll go ahead and get started here with the performance for the last 24 hours. Pretty positive day across the domestic front, the Russell 2000, the average S&P 500 stock, and emerging markets there on the international front up just over or around 1.5%. Here, I do want to mention the positive breadth day, right? The S&P 500 up around 85 bips on a cap weighted basis, but up over 1.5% from an average or equal weighted perspective. So certainly a positive here to see more stocks rising. Furthering that idea, we can take a look at the 10-week for the S&P 500 TWSPX. This one moved up 10 percentage points yesterday here. To a chart reading of 62%. So said otherwise, or perhaps more plainly, now just over 6 out of every 10 S&P 500 stocks trade above their 50-day. Now, the bears in the call here are going to note that we're still well off the 2025 highs that have been continuously grinding lower throughout the summer months. Regardless here, I don't think anyone is going to turn their nose at an increase in near-term participation, as well as kind of that those long-term levels are still relatively or pretty healthy. I don't think relatively is the word, pretty healthy. So this is going to be a positive sign as we see more stocks participating in the near term, as well as kind of maintaining their long-term technical posture. Next, no charts over the main ones we typically look at saw really notable changes, but there were a handful that returned or moved higher in their respective columns. So starting off with the Russell 2000 RUT, this one moved up to a chart reading of 2420. Now we do remain on a pair of buy signals here and are now well within a positive trend here. Now, here's the thing, right? We're still lagging behind the S&P 500, but it's not as evident. So, we're up around 8.5%. The kind of argument against this here is that, kind of the risk reward profile for adding small cap exposure around current levels isn't particularly strong. We have the top of the trading band within striking distance of current levels, as well as those all-time highs. So, point being, it's getting a little bit kind of increasingly difficult to argue with this picture here, with support just around the middle of the trading band. But I don't think now's the time to kind of enter into positions, right? You look back at those all-time highs, and the top of the trading band, things could get a little bit frothy here as we kind of extend up to that level. So just keep that in mind. I'm certainly not saying that there's not specific areas within small caps that you could go pick up exposure to, but perhaps broadly speaking, just exercise a little bit of caution here as we attempt to catch back up to the S&P for the year. Next, I want to mention EEM here. EEM, emerging markets, obviously proxy, has had a pretty strong last couple of weeks. It's up just over 25% this year, strong fund score, and moving higher yesterday to a chart reading of 52. Now, you'll notice here the reason why I want to mention this to you is because you take a look at the relative strength chart for SPX, EWI, and EEM. This one was with intraday action yesterday. Posted a buy signal for the first time since 2020. Now, that didn't solidify on the chart because relative strength charts use closing values rather than intraday values. But the point that I want to make here is that we are pretty darn close to posting or returning a buy signal. Now, over the last decade, we haven't seen these signals be consistent, right? So we've kind of flip-flopped here. But I just want to scroll back and look at the 90s into the 2000s and ultimately kind of really consistent picture. A couple of head fakes here and there, but regardless, what's interesting here is that we are pretty dang close again to returning that buy signal, and it's a relatively helpful over the course of the entire history, a relatively helpful RS switching strategy. So you can take a look at that there. Next, Adobe in terms of earnings, ADBE, they're up around 3.5% at the time of this recording on Friday. Regardless, though, they are still a weak attribute stock, down around 21% so far this year. With the upside action, you might get a three box reversal in there, really challenging the middle of the trading band and some resistance up, kind of baked in around those levels, 360 to 364. And of course, we're still over in an overall overarching negative trend here on our default chart. So let's avoid additional exposure to Adobe, and if you've got exposure, take the earnings call as an opportunity to trim. All right, fun Friday here where I talk you through different parts of the platform. There certainly is a lot here, so helping you kind of decipher what you're seeing. Today we want to focus on the pre-made matrices section. So if you have matrices on your subscription to us here, you can come here to Matrix. It's going to preload to your matrices. So if you've got a list of your matrices, these are all of mine here. But you can go to pre-made matrices. There's a lot of really good stuff in here. The popular pre-mades, of course, is exactly what it sounds like. The ones I typically point clients to are going to be the asset class matrix. This is a list of 34 groups. It kind of mirrors or something similar to the broad Dolly rankings. So I typically like to get folks to check out that one. Of course, if you're looking for individual stocks, you've got whatever suits your fancy. The OEX is the S&P 100, the Dow Jones, the top 500 large cap. So there's a lot of stuff in there, obviously, that makes sense. The reason that I actually wanted to mention this to you, though, is that we can focus specifically on other areas. So let's just say that, for instance, you heard me talk about, Miles said that there's a lot of internationals that are perking up quite a lot. And he said internationals look pretty good. So let's go look at the emerging market ETF matrix. There's a lot of different options available to you. You can focus in on specific points of the globe. You can look at ADRs, whatever it may be. There's a lot of stuff here over on the left that are different than the popular pre-mades, individual stock sector matrices, whatever it may be. Okay, check that out. Give us a call if you got any other questions. Otherwise, I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend here, and we'll be back again on Monday.